Blog Talk Radio.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuándo, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes quizás, quizás, quizás. Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás, quizás, quizás.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo? ¿Hasta cuándo?
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás, quizás, quizás. Así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás, quizás, quizás.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando, pensando por lo que más tú quieras. ¿Hasta cuándo?
Y así pasan los días y yo desesperado y tú contestando quizás, 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 quizás.
Felicidad. Busca lo tuyo y déjame en paz. Cuando te quise no me querías y me decías cuento nada más. Oye, y ahora mi vida es que todito ha cambiado. Ya no te quiero y solo siento el tiempo perdido por ti, nene. Oye, qué pena me da, ay, yo verte llorar y yo sin poder tu llanto secar.
Ay, ay, qué pena me da. Qué pena me da.
Cuando te quise no me quería y ahora que tarde viene llorando, no me llores.
Ay, ay, qué pena.
Espérame.
Así como bendije tu llegada, no te guardo rencor, vete tranquila. Yo creo en la conciencia de las almas. Dime por qué, dime por qué me abandonaste. No me atormente, amor, no me mates. Ten compasión, dime por qué. Ay, mamita linda, dime por qué. Dime por qué me abandonaste. No me atormente, amor, no me mates. Ten compasión. Alguna vez recuerdas que yo te quise mucho, que te amé locamente. No mires para atrás, sigue tu senda. No mires para atrás, sigue tranquila y sigue para adelante hasta perderme. Y sigue caminando como yo por el camino de los sufrimientos. Y aquel que sufre con resignación mata poquito a poco su tormento. Y dime por qué me abandonaste. No me atormente, amor, no me mates. Ten compasión, dime por qué. Ay, mamita linda, dime por qué. Dime por qué me abandonaste. No me atormente, amor, no me mates. Ten compasión, dime por qué. Sigue caminando como yo por el camino de los sufrimientos. Y aquel que sufre con resignación mata poquito a poco su tormento. Adiós amor, que sea feliz toda la vida. No olvides que esta despedida mucho me duele en el corazón. Ay mamita linda, dime por qué. Dime por qué me abandonaste. No me atormente amor, no.
Dime por qué, mami, dime. Dame tortura china.
Better Love, you are listening to Truth to Power Show. And I am Beverly. You are listening also to East Coast Eddie. And he is featuring Black Latino superstars of music, past and present. East Coast Eddie, how are you doing this evening?
Better love, Beverly D, better love. Beautiful night in New Jersey. On my way to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And
okay.
The set started off great with our start off song. It's our theme song for the series because it's a Black American in Latin music. Nat King Cole, and he embraced that unity of doing music in Spanish, singing in Spanish, especially with a great voice and singing it the way he felt it. You know, not perfect Spanish, but perfect enough to highlight his voice and obviously the song is a cute little song. You know, maybe it's quizás, quizás. It means maybe, maybe, you know. And then we...
And I liked it, the video.
And the video, yeah.
It was a cute video. Yeah,
beautiful video. And then we went right into a song called Busca Lo Tuyo. And that's with the late, great Chill Feliciano, Black Latino, born in Puerto Rico, born in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and became famous during the 60s with the Joe Cuba Sextet. And then he became part of the Fania All-Stars, and that group toured the world. I mean, they opened up salsa music in the 70s for all the new up-and-coming salsa artists that are still performing in those markets today, even though these great artists have done. And following that was one of the first Black Latinos to in tropical music that really made, had hits on the radio, on the radio stations in Puerto Rico and in New York, and very, very solicited in the 60s. Ended up, his name was Ismael Rivera. They call him El Sonero Mayor, or the major singer, so to speak, a sonero, improvising. When you sing salsa music, there's solos that, the vocalist, the lead vocalist, in this case, Ismael Rivera, would improvise and have verses that would rhyme short. It's part of the show. People that know about salsa music know about sonero. So it was a great way to open up the show. People should get their dancing shoes and get ready to dance. What I did tonight is feature some Black Latino superstars. In tropical music, past and present. Most of them are past, but some of them are present, and I'll be telling you who they are along the way. So, Beverly, I'm now on Instagram.
Okay, what is your Instagram?
Well, people can send me comments at East, EAST, Coast, COAST, Eddie, EDDIE. You can find me on Instagram, and I thought I'd just make myself available to for any comments and any suggestions. This has been a fantastic Hispanic Heritage Month working with you, Beverly.
Yeah.
It's been just fantastic. So I think coming up, you have some pretty tasty tunes by some Black Latino superstars in tropical music. So let's hear who we got. All right.
Okay, so let me see what we have here. Let's go with this one.
Que ven. rumba y no lo invité.
Llamando.
Díselo a ellos.
Yes, if you can't dance, it won't make you move in your seat. Yes.
Well, Beverly D, you have invited folks to listen and learn, be entertained by some black Latinos in music, mostly tropical music, what you're hearing on your program. We started off with a great bongo player, band leader, a member of the Fania All-Stars as well, the great Roberto Roena and his Apollo sound. Rest in peace. He died last month, Roberto, and he was 81 years old, but he was still out there performing. So he did it all the way in. I read something interesting. His wife, who is the executor of his estate, is trying to, you know, go after the record companies that he had been signed to as an artist to get residuals or get royalties on his works. And that's something interesting that's happening. That's the first time that I've seen the wife of a Latin superstar come out and want to get things straight from the point of view of business, the business of music, and that has to deal with royalties, and that deals with performing, you know, songs that were composed and were written by a lot of these great black Latino superstars in tropical music. And you know, we heard after Roberto Roena.
Is that the same as a person wanting to get the masters of their work? Is that the same?
Yeah, there is. Right now, there's a statute that says after a certain amount of years, if someone controls the master of the artist, they're able to retain the rights for the master. There's a lot of artists in that situation, from artists, especially from black artists from the jazz world, that, you know, with their wives and their estates are on top of it, they can probably, you know, retain the rights to those masters. You know, you have to find an entertainment lawyer to do that, you know. But, yeah, it's possible. It's out there. You know, these artists
didn't know they were
signing.
Yeah, I know here in Michigan, I know Anita Baker just got her rights to the masters. So I'm noticing more and more of the artists are doing that.
Yes, and they can monetize it as they see fit, instead of it belonging to a record label that makes money from it for 30, 40, 50 years, or a music publisher that makes money from a song for 75 years. So there's, it's great, and I'm so glad to hear that, Roberto Roena's wife is doing that. After Roberto Roena, we heard the great Joe Arroyo from Colombia. By the way, Roberto Roena was born in Puerto Rico. Joe Arroyo is a singer from Colombia, black Latino superstar from Colombia. He was singing about a town called Barranquilla, which is a beautiful part of Colombia. I've been there. And Cartagena, right next to it, was where all the slave trade used to happen in the 1500s, late 1400s and 1500s. So that area is known for a lot of black communities throughout that entire coast, the Pacific coast. He's gone. He passed away. Once again, you know, a lot of people didn't know how great he was, and Sometimes it takes people to, you know, not be with us anymore to appreciate their music. He had a unique style, and he was loved by his public worldwide, you know, Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Peruvians, Mexicans. He was a superstar. And then we ended up with the last track by another Black Latino born in Puerto Rico by the name of P. El Conde Rodriguez. He did that particular song with Johnny Pacheco, who was also a Black Latino superstar from the Dominican Republic, but went into tropical music. And in the Dominican Republic, their music leans more towards the merengue, which is a different style of dancing, a different style of music genre, within the tropical genre, so to speak, and then bachata, which is worldwide now. Puerto Rico is known more for salsa, as well as Colombia, but more so Puerto Rico. And now also known as the birthplace of a music that's Latin urban reggaeton music. That's rap with beats from Atlanta, or beats that were created in Puerto Rico specifically for a young, a teenage audience that wanted to dance, but didn't want to dance their father and mother's dance. And so they have that. Yeah. And so, you know, Peter El Conde means the count, like the Duke or the count. Rodriguez, he had a great style, and he was a great showman as well. I'm so happy to be doing this show for you, you know, during Hispanic Heritage Month. I see a lot of the celebrations that are going on, and I think, Beverly D, I think you're unique in bringing something like this as far as the spotlight on Black Latinos superstars in music. I haven't heard of it happening anywhere else. I see the ads for Hispanic Heritage Month on TV. During Hispanic Heritage Month 2022, we should do something in Detroit with Black Latin superstars of tropical music. And do it at a theater, not somewhere that's a huge theater, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people, where we know we're going to have a nice audience to attend. That'll be our Hispanic Heritage Month kind of a special addition to the series on Talk Blog Radio.
We could do something live, you know, maybe we could do something live there. That would be great.
That would be great, too, you know, as long as we got the budget for the equipment. I produce shows, so I could tell you that just would be some extra equipment that we need to have a room in the back that we could have as a studio, and if we could record off the board live, then we're, mm-hmm. Within the constraints of you know, intellectual property use. If it was something that was, it's already paid for because of the use of the venue, so to speak. So all the royalties for the music performed. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm glad that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Now, like here in United States, we have people from the South. They have a certain tone with their conversation, and people from the North, and like people in New York, I can tell a person that's from New York because they got a certain kind of the way they talk. So, like, people from Colombia or Puerto Rico, is there, can you tell where a person comes from, or is it all just the same Spanish? And can you tell with the music, too?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much with the music, you could tell. I mean, it depends, you know. If you love music and you love a particular song, and the artist that's singing the song, you know, you find out pretty much where the artist comes from, and where, you know, you kind of do a little bit of research. If you're into it, just by mm-hmm. listening to it, I can tell sometimes as far as music, because you know, more and more countries are recording, like they record in Puerto Rico, salsa. But in Puerto Rico, they don't record salsa like they are in other countries. You know, Puerto Rico is like the leader mm-hmm. in tropical salsa okay. music, dance music. So, mm-hmm. And so, as far as in terms of the language, that's a good question, because people think all Spanish people, you know, talk from the same place, from Mexico.
Right.
And you could tell with somebody, if you've been around them, you know, growing up in New York, I was around people from the Dominican Republic. I knew them as friends. I have friends from other parts of Latin America, Peruvians, you know, they spoke a certain way. It's true. And Colombians mm-hmm. and Mexicans, you know, they have an accent of some type or diet from their country, Spain, very much mm-hmm. so Spain. You know, the Canary Islands, it's incredible. The Canary Islands, they speak Spanish like they do in the Caribbean, like in Puerto Rico, kind of. But yes, you know, you can look, if you look at all the Spanish speaking countries in the world, there's 600 plus million people on the planet speaking Spanish. So, absolutely, they do have different speech patterns and different words. That, you know, it's kind of like mm-hmm. they don't translate. It could be a bad word in one country, and it's just you know, the name of a bug in another. You know, But once again, this is open for questions from the audience. Beverly, you have a number to give them, or a website to send you text?
Oh, well, I have a number, and the number is 323-642-1586. If you have a question or a comment. We are celebrating Black Latino superstars of music in the past and the present. And I also have a chat room, so you can also come into the chat room. If you have any questions or comments, you could put it in the chat room, and I'll see it there too. And push the number 1 when you dial 323-642-1586. Okay, we're going to get back to some good dance and music here.
That's fun. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay.
Preguntando cuáles eran los favoritos para ganar. tiempo ustedes, Tres Lijón. Sí, señor. Ahí la mano. Chacho. Ahora nos vamos para el hipódromo. Y allí corre Toro Macho, Sarampión y Perla Fina.
¡Gracias! la vía Perico, ya que ya viene el tren, ¿qué más?
Quítate de la vía Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y quítate de la vía Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero quítate de la vía Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Quítate, Perico. Huyele, huyele.
Si yo llego a saber que Perico era
sordo, Perico, no Perico, 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 por sordo lo mando el tren, el pobre Perico.
Más que se lo dije a Perico. Y se llamaba Perico.
Que descanse en paz.
¡Qué bueno!
Así te darás de cuenta que si tengo engañan duele.
To Beverly D, Truth to Power, every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. I'm here as your invited guest to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, focusing on Black Latino superstars in music, past and present. This last set was kicked it off with an artist, a singer from Cuba by the name of Monguito, M-O-N-G-U-I-T-O, Monguito. He was, he had that kind of like rough sound, like street sound, very original sound. If you notice it, all three of the vocalists, we're focusing on them. Those are the superstars for us. And they're all different, in their intonation or their range or the key they sing in. But they swing. All of the arrangements to the compositions are for dancing, that's for sure. And the background vocals are catchy as well.
Right.
After Monguito, we heard Chill Bobby Roberto Rueda, and then we heard a living artist by the name of Oscar de León. Oscar de León is from Venezuela, a Black Latino superstar from Venezuela. He's been touring for the last 50 years. This guy is on stage. He dances. He is incredible, a showman and a half. Before, 70s, 60s, 70s, 50s, I guess, all those years, Latin tropical music was for, ballrooms. People used to go to dance hotel ballrooms, and they used to do events and all over the city. At one point, Brooklyn and the Bronx and Harlem, those were the main places. Not too much Queens and not too much Staten Island, or not too much upstate either. But the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, boy, there was music everywhere like this, but for dancing. Then in the 70s, turned into a different kind of phenomenon. The people wanted to watch the concert. They wanted to buy the record, and they wanted to see the music performed live. And that has created another business for tropical music that between the artists and the promoters and the sponsors, it's $100 million business or more a year. And some of these artists, their net worth is up there, $30 million, $40 million, $20 million. And the newer guys with this tropical urban Latin urban reggaeton trap, they're making even more, the big ones, the ones that are famous and tourists. So, next week what we're going to do is we're going to play a lot of some of the present Latino superstars present, so that we could inform and educate and entertain at the same time, which is our goal with the series.
Right.
And we hope everyone is enjoying listening to our show. Please call.
Are East Coast Eddie. I just want them to know.
Thank you.
Who they listening to?
That's my radio handle, so to speak. That is a long time ago. I was on a radio station in San Francisco when Tropical Music as a community service, and that the program director, that was the name that he wanted me to go by. And I was in the West Coast bringing East Coast music, but now I'm in the East Coast.
Okay.
So, but I kept the name, so because of you bringing me back to do something like this, it wasn't in the cards for me to be doing anything like this program, but I'm happy to do it, and especially, educating people, new names, new music, and a little bit of history about the individuals that were the superstars, their name and where they were born, and hopefully there'll be some curiosity, and people will look for some of these artists on YouTube, which is where we get all our music for the show, or Spotify, or check them out, the names in Wikipedia. But definitely been a blast. And
yeah,
I'm still having a good
fun
time. We got one more show to go next week.
Yeah. But this is fun music. This is uplifting. All music is good music. Well, most of the music is good music that has the good tones and notes to them. But this is upbeat, it's dancing. But, this music reminds me of The Godfather. That just shows you how impressive the movie industry is. Because this is the music they were playing in the movie, The Godfathers. And then when I look at the old movies, they were playing this kind of movie too. Back when you look at those movies with Humphrey Bogart and things like that.
You're right. That Latin music had a craze. There was a craze in the U.S. with Latin music.
Oh, that's
music.
What it was. Okay.
It was.
Okay.
And it reached Hollywood and it started with a beat called the rumba. The rumba is Chano Fuso was one of the originals there with the song. He had no education, but he knew how to create verses and create songs. And one of the songs was Blend, 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 B E L E N, Blimblet. And that was kind of like a rumba song. And Tanga is another one that was one of the first songs that was released here in the U.S. that had kind of like a beat for rumba. But the Marx Brothers took it to a different level. I mean, they used to have the rumba line. Mm-hmm. You know, if people behind each other, you know, it's like six to one side, and you have a line, and you have a line, and then people just keep getting on the line.
I remember that.
And it gets and it keeps getting longer and longer. All of that came from Cuba. That came from Cuba.
Okay.
And
okay.
That was very famous for a long time until, you know, the big band Latin music kind of kicked in. You had the 21-piece orchestras, and then that period kind of ended in the early 60s, and then you had like a 12-piece orchestra and a singer and background vocals. So you had, you know, cut down from 21 pieces, cut down to 14, or 15. Mm-hmm. So, and then they cut it down even more.
Okay.
You know? So they're traveling. It was, the cost was too much, airfares. But if a group is hot, they don't care. Well, some of the groups are smart. What they do is they charge a promoter a certain price or fee that the promoter doesn't have to worry about the airfare. The whole promoter worries about the hotel and ground transportation and all the production requirements for the show. And promotion, obviously. But by the 70s you were getting smaller groups, and by 1979 and 78, Tito Puente was traveling around with about 10 men in his Latin jazz ensemble. And the last gig that Tito Puente did with his golden men of Latin jazz, it was six cats. Timbales, conga, saxophone, flute, bass, and Tito Puente and timbales.
So,
he said, It was Tito Puente, the bongos and the conga, the piano and the conga, and then the bass and a trumpet and a saxophone. And he was making as much money with that little group as he was. He was making more money with that group than he was with the big band. So.
Okay. Okay.
And so, yeah, all right. And then now, you know, now the groups are pretty much the same size, 12-piece bands and a lead singer. And with the, you know, that, I'm talking about tropical salsa and merengue. But the whole idea was,
that's what you
know,
hear. No, that's what you hear when you're on the cruise ship. I know when you're on a cruise ship, they had the band there. And they was playing.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know, you know, where they was from, but it was this kind of music that they were playing.
Well, this is called salsa music, you know.
Salsa music, okay.
And traditionally, people just call it Latin music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Latin music. But, you know, today it's called salsa. That's the definition. Some people like to call it Afro-Cuban. Some people like to put it. Afro-Cuban is a different style. That's a big band. And then you have the Latin jazz, which we're going to focus on some talent that's alive, some superstars.
Mm-hmm.
One of the artists that we're going to feature next week was a percussionist for, you know, Chick Corea. Toured the world, and by the name of Luisito Quintero, a black Latino superstar, you know, and obviously now he's, you know, Chick-fil-A Pass, so that's kind of, I don't know who he's going to be touring with, but those are once in a lifetime gigs, so to speak, when you get them.
Right.
Yeah.
Historical.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna go back to the music. And let's see here.
Por favor. cielo. Amor, están tocando nuestra última canción. Que suban esa música, que bajen esa luz. Que todo lo que sientas sea tú y solo tú. Bailemos otra vez en el medio del rumor. Igual que aquella noche que encontramos el amor. Que no caiga una lágrima, que no suene una voz. Que todo lo que sienta sea yo y solo yo. Luego de repente al final, amor, no diremos nada, ni siquiera un adiós. Yo te miraré, tú me mirarás.
De ser nuevamente un chiquillo y a la hora que estoy afligido volverte a oír, de pedir que me abraces y lleven de vuelta a casa, que me cuentes un cuento bonito y me hagas dormir. Muchas veces quisiera oírte hablando, sonriendo. Aprovecha tu tiempo, tú eres la distancia y el tiempo, no puedo olvidar tantas cosas que a veces de ti necesito escuchar. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, hazme dormir, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Cuando a veces me siento perdido durante la noche, con problemas que angustian que son de la gente mayor, con la mano apretando mi hombro seguro dirías, ya verás que mañana las cosas te salen mejor. Tengo a veces deseos de ser nuevamente un chiquillo, el pequeño que tú todavía aún crees tener. Cuando a veces te abrazo y te beso en silencio entendido, me dices aquello que yo necesito saber. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, cuéntame un cuento, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Lady Laura, abrázame fuerte, Lady Laura, hazme dormir, Lady Laura, un beso otra vez, Lady Laura. Llegaba a mi casa llorando, las lágrimas me secaban, como mi hermano el Mayimbe. ¡Esto!
From some living present black Latino superstars. That set was black Latinos from the Dominican Republic. The first two songs were by Jose Alberto. They call him El Canario, the Canary, because he knows how to whistle like as if he were playing the flute and it's part of his show.
Okay.
But more importantly, he's a great entertainer, a great human being, and you know, I'm proud to call him a friend. He's a superstar, a black Latino superstar in tropical music, and the last, those are the first two numbers, Bailemos Otra Vez was the first one. Sometimes you kind of move. I got to tell you that the song that we heard, Disculpame Señora, was the first José Alberto El Canario track. And then we went into Bailemos Otra Vez by El Canario. That's all it says on the YouTube. And Lady Laura, that was another Dominican black Latino superstar, Raulín Rosendo from the Dominican Republic. That song was, he was singing a song about his mother, Lady Laura, but in Spanish you say Lady Laura. That set those superstars who are alive and well and touring. As far as I know, they're doing shows, so thank God at least they got some work.
Mm-hmm. And now,
popular radio.
Go ahead.
No, on popular radio, you don't hear a lot of these artists, you know. Popular, you know, what they call legacy media, radio television. They don't have enough time in 24 hours. So they have to pick the biggest things or the things that they think that the masses will go for. And so, you know, they forget about, you know, these superstars that are part of our celebration for Hispanic Heritage Month. And you'll note, I mean, you know, the superstars that we have today are, like I said, I don't look at it as racist. I don't think it comes from there. I think it comes from business, from what's popular today. And you know, the music doesn't begin to be one of your favorite activities, you know, when you get a little older. It's very much a part of your culture, especially the Latino culture and the black culture, you know, black American or black Latinos, part of a necessity to have music. You don't have music, it's like there's no sunshine. So and this is the kind of music that they listen to in Puerto Rico, all over the world, you know. The people that are able to go beyond just listening to the voice or looking at the face of the artist, going into looking at the arrangement, you know, looking at how the intonations, the chord changes, the instrumentation, so to speak, you know, that's used on each particular composition. I had to do I had to go back for a minute and correct myself on the last set. The song that was played in the between Monguito and Oscar de León was two black Latinos from Puerto Rico by the name of Cortijo, and the other one was El Sonero Mayor, Ismael Rivera. And that was a very short song. It was only 2 minutes and something. But that's how they used to record in those days. Very, very short. And then in the 70s, they started even before that, they started recording longer songs, longer versions, and they had to do radio edits. So in order to get them on the radio, they just wouldn't get on. But this is, I'm glad we had a chance to make people aware of some living black Latino superstars. Jose Albert, but with an L. Jose Alberto and El Canario, E-L Canario, C-A-N-A-R-I-O, Canary in Spanish. And the other one, Raulín, R-A-U-L-I-N, Raulín Rosendo, R-O-S-E-N-D-O. It'd be interesting to find out, you know, where where some of these, what the numbers on YouTube, if there was anyone in the audience, you know, around the world that was viewing or doing, you know, researching any of the artists that we've had a spotlight on the series, during the series.
Mm-hmm.
And see if their social media numbers or the streaming numbers were impacted, so to speak. You know, we'll try that for the next series. But for right now,
okay.
You know, the music has been swinging. You know, I can't believe an hour and a half just went by so fast. You know, so. Let's
right.
give the audience,
yeah.
If no one has called in yet, that's because they're dancing.
They're listening.
They listen.
And also, you know, you have a Instagram, and, like, just suppose that there are people, entertainers, and they want to get into the business. Can they contact you on your Instagram? You know, you are part of the business, and you know, there's plenty of good talent that's still out there.
There's a lot of great talent. I'm on my way to Puerto Rico tomorrow to work with a Japanese artist that is interested in music, authentic, like I said, music that is of today, not you know, traditional music. Of Puerto Rico, and you know, looking for the Latin urban thing, but also the tropical as well. And it's a way of unifying. It's a cultural exchange project right now, but hopefully it'll be something. I got to tell you, when you see a Japanese person on stage singing in Spanish, it makes an impact because that's what you expect. And singing
right,
like, you know, singing like. You know, I mean, up there, you know, Beyonce level. She's a superstar in Japan, but nobody knows her on this side of the world. So she wants to start in Puerto Rico. So we're going to start recording her. She's gonna do an international push. So. I'm part of that team, so you know, different things come up. But yeah, absolutely, on Instagram, East Coast Eddie.
What is your Instagram again? East Coast Eddie.
East Coast Eddie.
That's how people can contact you. Okay.
They contact
me. Yeah, so some of that great talent. Yeah, I mean, this is an opportunity for that great talent that's out there. Here we have a person right here. That's just a connection. Some people is like, I don't have any connections. I don't know. Well, you have it right here on Truth to Power with East Coast Eddie. And this is your opportunity. And let me open up this line here. Let me open before we run out of time. Let's see. Who do we have here? Okay,
good evening, Sister Beth. How you doing? Better love, y'all. What's up, fam?
Great. Better love.
All right. I just heard some really, I don't know what you were playing a little while ago, but it did bring back a taste of home, kind of making me miss New York about right now. And it took me back to the Bronx, probably late 70s, early 80s, when I used to hear tunes like this. Really good, solid music, really good stuff. And I've been enjoying the program. I've been on and off, but I did listen in earlier. And I wanted to ask about the history of the New Eurekan Poets Cafe on the Lower East Side. I can't quite remember where it was. I think it was second between C and D. Or maybe third between C and D. And I wanted to ask the brother about that New Eurekan Poets Cafe.
Yeah, I used to go there. The first guy.
And SOBs, too, on the west side. Sorry.
Yeah, SOBs. SOBs is still there. As a matter of fact, the last club date that Tito Puente did before he passed, rest in peace, was at SOBs.
Oh,
and you know what he told me? He said, Eddie, this is the last time I want to play in a place like this. There was a guy standing in front of me asking me to play a song, and I told him that I didn't have the music. He got mad, and he stared at me the entire set. And it really bothered me that, you know, he got mad. He said the guy was mad. He kept on looking at me like he's mad. I said, oh, my God. I didn't even notice, you know, obviously. But as SOB is still there. The the New York Weekend Poet Cafe is still there. Someone invited me there recently. But no, it was great. I mean, I used to go. There was always music when I used to go. Somebody used to invite me because they were performing there or something. But no, those places, man, I grew up in New York in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. So some of the music you hear is influenced all the way up until the 90s, because after in the 2000s, you know, the last project that I worked was with Tito Puente and Eddie Palmieri. And then Tito Puente passed, and then, you know, I had to go into a different kind of business. I started promoting concerts at Madison Square Garden. So, but this music is my favorite. It's dance music. Tap your feet music, you know, and like you said, it brings back memories. But, you know, my focus is on black Latino superstars, and everybody that you're hearing, all the vocalists that you're listening to are all black. They're either Puerto Rican, they're either Cuban, or they are Dominican, from the Dominican Republic. But they have that one thing in common. They're all black, and they and they're great, you know, but once again, I think from a point of business, you know, they didn't fit the mold that the labels wanted to promote. But as far as the music is concerned, you know, this music that I've been researching to curate this program, I've been finding more black Latino superstars out there.
Right.
You know, it's a theme that nobody really talks about. You know, we have something to be proud of. This is a talent that is God given talent. You know, and in the world of business and the business of music, so to say.
I wanted to ask you another question, something kind of random, if you don't mind. And that was at University of the Streets. Gotcha. Didn't think I knew about University of the Streets. 7th and A, upstairs on the second floor.
University of the Streets, 7th and A? No, actually not, man.
University of the Streets, bro. Now, I heard, I was sitting down with some of the old cats that, like, played jazz, but they went to Paris and London and lived over there for like decades, right? And these guys were all from Harlem. So they're coming back like in the late 90s, early 2000s. They just getting back into the country. And we were talking about Thelonious. And it was said that early on, at some point, Thelonious had some exposure to Afro-Cuban jazz fusion on the piano, and it may have influenced his playing style, and I wanted to know if you'd ever heard that.
I have, you know, and, you know.
Because I love 12 Round Midnight. That's like my favorite.
Yeah, you heard that by Ray Barreto's version of Roundabout Midnight. Incredible, man. Incredible. Ray Barreto.
Is it? I didn't even know there was another version of that.
Yeah, around about midnight. Ray Barreto. Yeah, incredible. You hear that, man. I mean, he was touched by that composition by Thelonious Monk. So, some of those places are still around, but I've been to Europe, and, they accept people of color a little bit more over there if you're in the music business.
That's exactly what those old cats told me, too, those OGs. They told me they loved them over there. You know, no problems whatsoever. And they got paid. So.
Check that out. Check that out.
Good
so,
living.
No,
good
I
living.
Don't. I heard the same thing. There's a lot happening in Europe. You know, Europe, the UK, between the United States, the UK, and Japan, believe it or not. Those are the three largest music markets in the world. Right now, the last year's music sales meaning streaming and you know, videos and things like that, mostly streaming and albums, whatever was selling, whatever CDs they're still selling, was about $16 billion in sales. Most of that, obviously, is English language music, you know. And in each country, they have their own language. But a lot of the product that's consumed worldwide is from America. It's always been in English. And they even export Spanish music from America to Latin America.
What?
So,
really?
Yeah. This is a situation of how do you penetrate those markets, and as you know, it's not easy. It's only 24 hours in a day, and you know, for radio, and now we have the internet too. There's only 24 hours of that a day, it's hard to get all the music that you want, but it's all available out. You know, it's like you got what. 45 million recordings available to you on Spotify, and it's for free, you know. You pay, I don't know, whatever it is, $15 a month or $10 a month for a subscription, and have access to all the music that you ever want to hear that has ever been recorded. You know, we're in great times, you know. There's people like me that just keep searching and want to learn more. It's all there.
Well, thank you, Paul. We're getting down on time.
Okay.
Go ahead. You have another question? Go ahead.
Beth, thank you.
No, there's nothing.
I think he knows my father. I think he's gay. These guys are in the same circles. My father's Pedro Morejon.
Well, look, I was if he knew Ralph Mercado.
He had a group, I don't know if they're still together, but Conjunto Afrocubano was the name of the group. Most of them are from the Bronx, like Ralph, Hector, all these people. And he knew another guy too. He had just passed away. And he was in the studio a lot, a guy named Benny. I can't remember Benny's last name. Jeez.
Man, bro.
It escapes me. But I think...
Oh, man, there's some great groups out there, great cats out there, man, that play up a storm. So, but we're getting ready to wrap up the show. I'm so glad you called in to kind of tell us that you like what we're doing. And... wow, better love.
That's an awesome idea. Yeah. Thank you both. Better love, y'all.
Thank you. Better love.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, East Coast Eddie, and people, they can contact you in your Instagram, and especially those great talents that's out there. This is your connection right here. So go to East Coast Eddie Instagram. And Eddie, and I mean, I'm enjoying this. This is good. This is new. I'm learning just like everybody else. I'm getting familiar with the music. Good vibes. Good vibes.
It's better love. That's what it is. I think you're probably going to. We're going to probably end the show with whatever music that you still have available. But thank you once mm-hmm. again for Truth to Power. Inviting me for you, Beverly D, to invite me for this Hispanic Heritage Month celebration, mm-hmm. Black Latino superstars in music, past and present. I look forward to being with you on our last show next week. That'd be show number 5 next Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And better love.
Better love. Thank you. All right.
Beco nació en el Beria. Llegó lo que tú esperabas, lo que te traigo es fiesta.
Timbeco nació en el Beria. Llegó lo que tú esperabas.
Ya llegué. La fiesta va a empezar.
Aquí en el medio.
ti tenía que ser. Con mi color, con mi fácil de entender, cantando voy, haciendo el mundo feliz. Yo soy candela que para los pies a morir. Nací moreno porque así tenía que ser. Y en mi cantar te voy a explicar por qué.
Fui llamado con